we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today, we're continuing to look at the topic, the character of a wife. One difficulty that plagues many marriages lies in the tendency of both marriage partners to let their love for one another grow cold. It happens very easily. While a boy and girl date one another, it's natural for them to work at winning the heart of the other. To this end, they dress neatly, they plan surprises for the other, they regularly assure the other of their undying love, and they treat each other with self-sacrificing actions and courtesy. But after they're married, they let down on the effort that they displayed during the time of courtship. They become complacent in their attitude toward the other one. Life falls into a routine pattern for them. As one columnist expressed it, when you caught your streetcar, you don't go on chasing it. The Bible draws a picture of a wife who has done this. Through her failure to work at keeping the love relationship strong between her husband and herself, she has instead developed into a shrewish individual. Instead of being a blessing to her husband, she now has become a source of contention and bitterness to her entire household. Proverbs 30, verses 21 to 23, speaks of a series of things that disquiet the earth, and one of them is an odious woman when she's married. This woman apparently has been an old maid whose disposition has soured. Through some chance of fate, she manages to attract a husband, and immediately she shows her contentious spirit by bringing misery upon those who were associated with her before her marriage. The earth trembles, a descriptive way of saying the oppressive burden that is felt in the realm that this woman influences through her contentious spirit. Another example of this kind of a woman occurs in Proverbs 21:9, where Solomon comments that it is better to dwell in the corner of a housetop than with a brawling woman in a wide house. Palestinian houses frequently were built with a flat roof. In the summer, when the temperature rose, families often slept under the stars on the roof of their home. But Solomon here suggests that it would be more desirable for a man to permanently set his living quarters up on the rooftop than it would for him to share the palatial surroundings of an elegant house with a contentious wife. The suggestion is varied slightly in Proverbs 21:19, where Solomon advises that it is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and angry woman. Given the choice between the parched economy of the barren wilderness regions of Palestine and the continuing company of a belligerent wife and a discordant home, Solomon suggests that the wilderness would be better. These word pictures clearly portray the undesirable potential that the wife possesses. She can bring untold disharmony to the home. As her contentious spirit enters into every area of the household, she brings havoc and decay into those peaceful family relationships that should characterize the home. Someone has said that a wife who does not cultivate her husband's love is like a woman who does not polish her silver. She'll find that it gets tarnished. This is why Christian women need to work at maintaining the high level of love that they enjoyed when they first entered into marriage. Without a conscious effort to maintain the love, it will slip away from them, and a spirit of contentiousness will take its place. We have enough problems without adding more to our marriage relationship through carelessness. Perhaps today I'm speaking to some Christian wife who recognizes that this has happened in your marriage. Let me encourage you. Start working at the development of your love relationship with your husband. God will bless your efforts by drawing you and your husband together in your love.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.